Cupping therapy versus interferential cupping therapy on mechanical low back pain. Ahmed Asim Abd Al Rahim 1, Meher Ahmed Iqbaloy 2, Ahmed Salah Al Din Hassan 3, Haina Kanway Octa 4 asterisk 1, 2, 4 Faculty of Physical Therapy, Cairo University, Giza, Egypt, 3 Faculty of Medicine, Cairo University, Cairo, Egypt, Abstract. Background: mechanical low back pain is one of the most common medical problems and causes a significant amount of disability and incapacity in different countries. Purpose: the purpose of this study was to investigate the effect of shockwave therapy with mechanical traction on mechanical low back pain. Subjects: 60 mechanical low back pain patients aged from 2035 years of both sexes, randomly divided into three groups, selected from Sohag University Neurosurgery Hospital. Methods: Group A, study group. 20 patients received shockwave therapy in addition to traditional physical therapy. Group B, study group. 20 patients received shockwave therapy and mechanical traction in addition to traditional physical therapy. Group C, control group. 20 patients received traditional physical therapy. The treatment was applied for 4 weeks, 3 sessions per week. Pain was measured by McGill Pain Questionnaire, MPQ. Disability was measured by Oswestry Low Back Pain Disability Questionnaire, and GROM was measured by goniometer before and after the treatment. Results: there was a statistically significant decrease in pain, disability in group B than other groups with p-value equal, p equals 0.0001 asterisk, 0.0001 asterisk, and p equals 0.0001 asterisk, respectively. There was a statistically significant increase in flexion and extension ROMs in group B than other groups with p-value equal, p equals 0.0001 asterisk, 0.0001 asterisk, and p equals 0.0001 asterisk, respectively. Conclusion: shockwave therapy with mechanical traction in addition to traditional physical therapy can be used as an effective treatment in patients with mechanical low back pain.